electronic tongue. Researchers at the University of Texas are developing one that can taste a variety of liquids, from orange juice to blood. But can an electronic tongue mimic the palates of sophisticated wine tasters? Ask a group of wine tasters to critique a wine, and you'll hear...
I just want to get sort of a dark chocolate, cherry, taste fruits,
berries, plums, some strawberry.
Ask this electronic tongue, and it changes colors depending how sour or sweet the wine is. The tongue is being developed by a team of researchers at the University of Texas at Austin to detect and analyze a variety of chemicals in liquids.
We're in the laboratory that makes the taste buds that go into the electronic tongue.
Each one of these tiny beads is a taste bud and is designed to latch onto specific flavor molecules and change colors when it finds one, whether it's bitter, sweet, sour, or salty. These particular buds go after acids or the sour flavor. Give the tongue a little vinegar. Through a microscope or projected on a computer screen, watch the buds on the upper and lower left of the screen react. While one group designs the taste bud, another, across campus in a clean room, makes the tongue.
So this is the silicon that the taste buds will be put on.
Right.
The silicon will be pitted to house each taste bud.
But each one of these pits looks like a little pyramid, and it's sized, it's just the right size that we can take one of the little taste buds that Eric Anselm makes and nestle it down inside.
Researchers hope one day the electronic tongue will be used to make sure every beverage that comes off the line is the same, whether it's orange juice or wine. And in the future, they plan to go beyond the four tastes of the human tongue to test less tasty liquids.
We have a grant from the National Institutes of Health to analyze blood and urine.
According to Anselm, the electronic tongue would speed up blood analysis by measuring cholesterol and sugar levels and detecting medications and drugs in a person's bloodstream, all at the same time. One day, the electronic tongue may even detect poisons in water.
Basically, you'd suck up a little bit of the dirty water, and hopefully it would essentially instantly give you a readout as to what was in there.
Fruit's there. And the body's there, but because it doesn't have the acidity, it's just kind of fat, and it's flabby, and it sits on your tongue.
Considering the electronic tongue can now only tell the difference between white wine and white vinegar, it's still no competition for the trained tongue of a wine connoisseur.